Yes, it did.
There we go. It's working. Huh? Oh my gosh, it's a miracle.
Guys, ignore him. I don't know why you're being so dramatic.
I don't know. Come on, Craig. Be less dramatic.
Craig can't feel anything.
You don't know that. You might have hurt Greg's feeling there. Craig, it's okay. I affirm your ability to emote.
Dude. Robotic creature. All I'm making feeling is your annoyance, and so am I. Hey, guys, literally, he's right in the Walmart parking lot during this interview. Now, who's more annoying? Right. Bro, no one's saying anything. Right. Cause
I feel personally attacked. I'm kidding.
See this nonsense? Okay. So, welcome, guys. first of all, for those returning, I'm back, and right, I'm back because I posted yesterday, and I'm back. Secondly, welcome to summer if you guys are done with school. Hell yeah, if not, that sucks for you. But for most of America, welcome to June, aka the start of summer. So let's dive into a few things. Firstly, you guys know my guest, the artist. If you guys don't, that sucks for you, because you should. So, this is not the interview for you to get to know him. We have that already. The interview. You guys already have that. So you guys know the artist. If you don't, then you gotta listen to that one. This is a little catch-up. Firstly, I'd like to say a huge congrats because I'm sorry, I can't speak right now. His interview, the one we did, has over 500 views on everywhere. It's the official place, 500, which that is not easy feat, let me tell you. That is not easy. And let me just be honest, like, the artist, he is not, well, I wouldn't say he's mainstream. So getting 500 views on your own, even the bio, I only put two links for his, for him. I only put two things. Only because I didn't really, only because during the time we recorded, he didn't have an Instagram or he didn't have a Spotify. So, anyway, and that was in November. So, right? Yeah, November. Anyway.
That sounds about right.
Right. So, anyway, let's catch up. And I'm sorry, y'all, I'm being awkward. I haven't recorded any of you in a while, so if I'm weird or if I do stuff that's out of ordinary, you know, that's life. That's literal life. I'm doing all this shit by myself. Y'all feel the pain. Anyway.
I mean, I think it's really fitting that me, an artist that does everything by myself, and you, a podcast who does everything yourself, in an interview together. I guess that makes sense.
I mean, shit, I guess. Okay. So, firstly, I want to talk about the plans for the album, which is something that I know you want to talk about, because I know that you are working on that. So, what are the updates and plans for your upcoming work?
So, my upcoming work, if you've been following me at all, and you listen to my music at all, then you know I currently have two songs on Spotify posted. One of them is called Oh God, and my other one is called Waiting. They've been accepted pretty well. I'm waiting to see how Oh God turns out, because it's been getting out-listened by Waiting, which has a little over 3,500 views. So I'm not quite sure where Oh God is going to peak. Right now it's less than 1,000, so I don't know what that's going to say. Spotify only gives you so many stats. But currently I have those two songs. I have, I can count it real quickly. I think 3 recorded songs that I have not released that I'm going to be saving for the album. I have about 4 more written up, and I have another 4 more. I have the concept and planning to write. I just haven't been able to get out to write. So about 7 unrecorded, 3 recorded, and 2 released. The current goal is to drop another single the day I leave for college, because I got accepted into Western Kentucky University and will go into college with a good friend of mine. But I plan to drop the daily for college to just, you know, hold y'all over if things get really bogged down with my music creation. And then hopefully sometime around November or winter break, I'll drop the rest of the album. The original plan was to drop the album the first day I go to college, but to help pay for college, I've needed to grab a full-time job. And that has been taking up a lot of the time I usually would spend recording. So I'm fervently working, I promise. The current goal and the current plan is single on the daily for college, album sometime in November or December.
Wow, you really haven't figured it out. Oh yeah, you posted on your Instagram about it. Props on the college, by the way. That's
thank great. You.
And I'm super excited for your new works, though. That's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that's taking a lot more effort than I originally thought, because as I write and create more, my new bar of what is perfection to me raises. Like, I'm aware that my music isn't perfect because everyone has something that they can improve. I mean, there are only two albums I've ever listened to in my entire life that I'm like, there is not a single thing that could be fixed in this or improved in this album. And I know my music isn't quite there yet. I mean, I'm recording it in my basement, so there's only so much quality you can really get outside of a studio. But as I create stuff and as I invest money into like supplies and resources, I'm sort of pushing myself harder because with the greater expectations, that's something that I gotta meet. And as much as, yeah, I'm doing my music for myself and not really anybody else, I still need to be making something on a level that I'm comfortable with, because I don't want to have to listen to my songs in a month, 2 months, and then despise my music and feel like taking it all down. So the grind is definitely getting harder as things go on, but as time goes on, my need for music also increases. And so it's sort of balancing itself out to a point where I'm writing and recording and deciding if I like it or not, and re-recording if I think it's worth it or not, and pretty good schedule. So it's getting there, but it's not there yet.
That's actually really fair. I felt that. I definitely felt that.
Yeah.
And that's really real, to be honest. That's,
yeah.
To be honest, I have a feeling that's how most artists feel, really. They have that same mindset, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as independent artists that don't have, say, a record label behind us, though I am attempting to make my own record label, we can get into that later at some point, maybe, but we, as much as we are making this music for ourselves, it doesn't matter how much you're making it for yourself. If you want to make a living off of it and make that your life to do it, it has to be good enough that other people want to support you. Because if I was to just sort of mumble it, throw it all together sloppily on an instrumental in one cut and let them deal with it all, I mean, I'm not going to get anywhere. But as much as I do it for myself and I don't really care for their input, their willingness to listen is vital and essential to me being able to make a living of it.
True, wow. You really hit hard with that. While I'm absorbing that, you mentioned about the record label, so I want to get into that next. Let's move forward with that while I just take in what you just said.
Yeah, so basically, about 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, I was working on my song Waiting, and something came up that I was getting it submitted to Spotify, and DistroKid, who's my distributor at the moment, I was just sort of looking around and figuring out the features, and something that they had was they have this little box that says, what label are you being produced under? They don't check anything, so I just, you know, thought of a random name, Entropy Records, to put out on there just so that it looks more professional. And I really got thinking that, like, if a distributor is something that I see a lot of people needing to help them get to that next step, because I can name 5 or 6 artists off of RatPad and Instagram that I have become acquainted with that if they had a distributor, they'd be on Spotify right now, but they just don't have the time or the money really to figure out how to get that distributor a hold of, get accepted and approved and all that, because there's a medium amount of paperwork that has to go into it that, I mean, if you're not really in it for a while and understand some of the concepts of paper of the paperwork, then it might be hard to get through. And I bought myself one of the premium subscriptions to DistroKid, which allowed me to add artists under my account besides myself. And I was like, why don't I try to start a label that will, it's more of a distribution group than a label, because there'll be a, like, there's a website for it that's being built currently. There's going to be an Instagram site, everything. And then signing artists, all we get is permission to share your music and the ability to advertise your music. And we don't want to take royalties. So we don't take out of your portion of your streams unless it's contracted through you that you want to. And basically it's more of just like a nonprofit record label that's there to help artists who otherwise wouldn't be able to get an account due to finances, because a lot of us come from very low income groups that don't have that sort of change on them. Whether it's people that have trouble sort of figuring that thing out, then it lets me, as somebody who has done it and understands the process and has the product to help them, then I get to, for just the ability to share your music and support our label, you get free distribution, free advertisement, your music gets on platforms, you have other artists there that you can get to know, because that's something I want to do with these. I want it to become a forum for artists under this label to meet with each other, to talk to each other, find artists that are like-minded to help them share their art with each other, receive feedback, give feedback, everything, so that they, as artists that come from low places, we can then join together and help each other find where in their music can be improved, where in their music can be worked on, or just help them find their strength in music. And that's why I wanted to call it Entropy Records, because entropy is the idea that nothing stays the same, things mix together and collab. So as these artists meet each other in the record label and they collaborate, hopefully they grow into something that's a higher quality than what they were making before, or at least get their voice out there so that more people can find that quality voice that they've been looking for. Because the main thing about my music that I find important in my music, and I feel is the basis of rap music as a genre, is our ability to express ourselves, our emotions, our situations, what's on our mind and our heart, and be able to share it. And then other artists or listeners or just anyone can listen to that music and see, hey, I relate to this song, I like this song. And some people have very high quality music that just hasn't reached the people that it's speaking to, and people that would love to listen to that type of music, that are looking for that type of music but just can't find it, aren't going to be able to listen to it. And so I want to be able to help our artists get more listeners, and our listeners find more music that they find expresses themselves and relates to what they're feeling. And that's Entropy Records.
Wow. That's actually really impressive. So you're basically doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for a label, not a podcast.
Y'all hear that? He's basically stealing my job. Okay. What?
That's me. I am.
This is ridiculous. Okay.
I am a total bootlegger of. I am just a little Xan to your little Wayne. I copy in your style. Oh, that's all I'm here to do.
Something of mine that I made.
I'm kidding.
That's my idea.
And who knows? If you keep your podcast running, I might start sending some artists over to you, or maybe showing you a nice fresh crop of artists that you can interview. Who knows?
It would be nice. I have a lot of people who do that already, but that'd be really nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I can't believe I just said cool like that. I really need to wake up. Now, I want to talk about the growth since your last album, and I definitely want to talk about growth because you have a Spotify now, and to mention, your Instagram literally has a picture of you with shattered glass. So let's talk about the growth of, you know, since your last album, and just growth overall.
Yeah. The first album I ever recorded was Here for Something. We talked about that on the last podcast episode that we went together. That was a lot of just an attempt to, like, self-discover and realize, like, what inside of me was broken, the parts of me that were hurting, a lot of undealt with trauma and scars from relationships, issues that I had just sort of pushed down because I didn't know how to handle, and then were coming back up. So that was a lot of just, like, figuring out what on earth was going wrong with me. I wrote that on the tail end of a relationship that really, really messed me up for a while. Like the song, Please Stay, I'm Sorry, Loneliest Soundtrack, I Still Want You. I mean, you can tell from the names that that was a song to my ex, both reminiscing about what happened and an apology for the things that I know I clearly made a mistake with. And the theme of the album was figuring out, I'm here for something, I'm here for a reason. What inside of me is causing what's happening? And so that was sort of like a search for what was going on. Like, I don't want to compare this too much to NF's sort of storyline of his music, because as much as I listen to him a lot and am very heavily inspired by him and some similar artists, I'm a different artist. But there are some similarities. Like, his album The Search was all about him talking about how he's going out to find what was wrong with him. So it's similar to that album's message in the way that it's me looking for what I wanted. And that was released 7 months ago. I'm trying to remember what month that was. November, I think. And then 2 months later, I really pushed out this album. I don't know how I was able to do it. I wrote, 35 songs in 2 months. 16 of them made it into an album. This album, Dear World, is really a lot of basically everything that was dug up in Here for Something was fresh on the mind. And I used what was already dug up for paving a path through it and clearing it out and talking about it and discussing it. At this point, I had moved on from my relationship and had gotten into a relationship. And this relationship really just helped inspire me to just, like, grow with myself, figure out how I'm going to fix things, not only just digging up stuff, which was done in a few songs, like I Told You Part 1 and Part 2. Part 2 you can actually find on my SoundCloud and my BandLab. That's where I post a lot of my not very good projects, per se. Project songs that are there just to help keep me warmed up and recorded and not stagnant. I Told You Part 2 was recorded. And that was a song that was also talking about some things that emotionally I'd been kept inside. But this album really, Dear World, became an image of where I was trying to fix myself. Because I had spent a lot of time and energy and hours that I probably should have been doing studying or something, but I decided to use to dig up and write about for Here for Something. I now am solving, cleaning up, sweeping up, mopping, getting myself cleaned up from that, because everything was poured out on the floor now, everything was getting cleaned up. A lot of my songs, I feel like my highlights from that entire album were Sorry, You Were the Problem, Not Me. You're the Problem, Not Me was based off a remix of the instrumental of Jocelyn Flores by XXXTentacion. That instrumental just, oh my gosh, I am obsessed with that. Triple X is some of the best instrumentals I've ever heard. But that song actually blew up a little bit and got, I believe, 51 views, I believe. I mean, I can check that later. But it definitely became the biggest song of the album and a real highlight for me. I felt it was some of my best lyrics I've ever made. But along with focusing on the emotional and, like, personal part, I also threw in a few more, like, hype songs, more aggressive songs, just sort of responding, because when you leave yourself as vulnerable as you do, as I did in that album, Here for Something, you just become very vulnerable to the internet trolls and the e-thugs and the people that only find self-worth through hating on others. They just come flooding out like crazy, especially when you give something as personal. Because when you're airing out a wound, blood gets in the water. And when sharks smell blood, they frenzy. So they came out and really started throwing hate. So in this album, I also decided that I was going to sort of respond to, clap back, per se, against these people that had been hating on me. So some highlights of that would be Should Have Seen Me Coming, which was a direct response to people saying that, dude, you came from nowhere, out of nowhere, why are we going to respect you now? And that was a song that I sort of wanted to directly answer that. Honestly, one of my favorite songs, just sort of recapping on what had happened in the last few months, creating my last album and what it was like going from something that hadn't even shown any writing, recording anything, to 3 months later now having a second album out, being a name known across Ratpad and a name that people didn't just brush off as nothing. Like just getting asked by artists I respect, like, hey, can you give me feedback on this song? And just sort of talking about how, I mean, come on, man. I've been pushing harder than you, longer than you, smarter than you, with harder effort than you, and you're really going to be complaining to me about how I won't get anything unless I'm handed it. I don't take handouts, especially in music. Everything I get, I worked for. And I know that I don't have a lot. I don't want to be arrogant or cocky, because I know that that's something a lot of rising artists struggle with. And I'm really hoping that I can avoid coming across as that. But even though I'm not in it for money, in it for popularity, in it for fame, I needed in this album to make sure that people reading Dear World and then eventually listening to it are going to know I'm not just ignorant, da-da-da-da-da on my own time. I'm working, I'm grinding, I'm making my things. And I'm really just finding myself inside of this music. And the song I don't think made that album. Let's see here. It was done to, I think it was Clay Mortar Headshot off of Dear World, was specifically a direct clap back to a few people in particular that I'm not going to mention their names because they don't deserve any more of my time than the things that they were given, decided they were going to come after me personally and solving things that I had aired out, like my addiction process. I struggled with a substance before writing that album helped me get through. And addiction is something that is very hard to deal with. It plagues a lot of people. Thankfully, mine was not in any lethal substance, and I was able to beat it relatively soon. But I'm honestly luckier than a lot of people with addiction. In 2022, over 100,000 people died of overdose. And so when a few people decided to come on my page and make fun of addiction, and specifically about how I was weak because I overcame my addiction, that was a line that does not get crossed in my book. There are very, very, very few things that get me angry. I am a relatively chill dude. I don't like fighting. I don't like beef. I don't like petty politics of rap. But when they cross that line into not only assaulting me, but insulting the people that died, hundreds of thousands of people that had died because of this problem, and the hundreds of families that were never going to see their loved one again because of something that is very, very hard to deal with and most people don't recover from, ain't no way I was going to take that. So I went off and claymored her headshot, basically saying, you people are trying to ruin me, ruin their perception of me. You have nothing on me. You cannot be insulting me because I was stronger, because I, as someone who has gotten over my drug addiction and has realized the problem in myself, I will not be screwed around with by somebody who doesn't even have the strength to record their voice. And that's another song that I had recorded. I had recorded Claymore Headshot, but then I decided that they weren't worth the energy of it and kept the recording unreleased and then later deleted it. It's probably still in my trash bin. I just don't really care about it enough to find it. But I definitely wanted to touch on the subject that just because I show myself as vulnerable with issues does not mean that it's an open wound for you to stab at. I am very aware of my capabilities, but I'm also aware of others' capabilities. And if artists that don't have the capability I have, which, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I'm not the best. I'm nowhere near the top 10. I wouldn't even put me in that list. But I know where I am. If people that aren't putting in my effort, aren't putting in my grind, aren't putting in the soul and heart and effort into this album that I am, and they're going to talk crap about me and people dying over things, I wasn't going to take that. So that's really how I wanted to close the album out, was with not only me solving my own problems, but not letting the people hating on me think that they're able to cause me problems. And that was sort of Dear World. It was a letter to the world, like it's titled Dear World. I made a lot of its songs in a letter format. And that really just gave me a good time to sort of coast through, make some adjustments with like the social sphere, because I realized that there's a fine line between not interacting with anybody and not becoming a chronically online Discord flex e-thug, which is just not what I wanted to be. So I really worked on making some good friends. In that time, I collaborated, after Dear World, I collaborated with this master beat maker. His name was Track King. I cannot give enough praise, respect, just, I'm at awe at the, like, just the talent that this man has for creating his instrumentals. I did two collaborations with him doing the second verse. They were my first recordings that I ever published, like actually on Spotify and things, and tried to make really well. So it definitely is low quality, but I made the song Useless and Block Me with Track King. You can actually find those songs on Spotify. And I really just, that was me learning what I was doing with my voice, really, because I had done a few like small projects, but I didn't really like them and deleted them. That was my first real project for figuring out like what I was doing with my voice. And those songs were definitely like keystone factors to me being able to record my first song that I put on Spotify, which is Waiting. Waiting was a very, very, very efforted song to make. I think I tallied it up to 50 retakes of the song. Just a lot of trying again and again and again to improve and improve and improve. And I would like to say it worked out. I was able to make a song that I was proud of, something that I'm happy with. And it really just let me see what making a song is like. And it was really helpful. I really enjoyed making it. And yeah, so that was Waiting. And then after that, after I put my voice on it, and like really shared that, oh boy, the trolls that I had silenced during Dear World decided they were going to come back up. And they started trying to hate on that. And so Oh God was once again me putting them back in their place. And I think it went over pretty well. A lot of the people that had been sort of disapproving or talking against my music haven't heard a thing of them since. So I count it as a success because I know that they listened because I have friends with some of their friends and they said that they definitely listened. And so I really just decided, you know what, I'm not going to let my career be played with. Dropped Oh God, things worked out well. And that's sort of just how I've grown, is from just finding where I was, what was happening, what was going on inside me, to trying to start finding solutions and like just figuring out what I can do with myself. And then my next album, which the name that I'm settling on is called Breakthrough, is just like it sounds. It's me getting those breakthrough ideas, like breakthroughs on what I'm going through emotionally, breaking through just the barriers of being put in this box of some lame SoundCloud rapper that I'm not even on. I rarely go on SoundCloud. It's there because it's there. I don't ever really go on it. But just like breaking through the bonds of what people see me as, working on just pushing the buttons of the people that really are oversensitive about things. Like, there are people telling me, no, you shouldn't talk about being in addiction recovery in music, because that might be awkward or might trigger some people. Good. I hope it triggers people. I hope you listen to my song about me that I'm making about me getting over my issues. I hope that it makes you so uncomfortable you think about it for days, because that's what my music does. My music is here to make you think and realize this is a different perception that I've been on than I've thought about. I've never seen it from this viewpoint. Boom. You've thought about it for 2 days. You have now done exactly what I want by your uncomfortableness with hearing me saying, I have wanted to kill myself. If you're uncomfortable hearing that, good. Think about that. Figure out why it's uncomfortable. Because if it's uncomfortable with me, someone you've never met, somebody you don't even know, someone that you can scroll right past, never think about them again. If it makes you uncomfortable, how is that shaping your perception of somebody you do know? Somebody you love, your brother, sister, mother, father, child, cousin, best friend. If they come to you and say, hey, I want to kill myself, how are you going to react then with the people that are literally the most important in your life? And so that's what I want to do, is I want to make people know, is like, I'm just here to show you what it's like. It's me venting what I feel so that you know what that is, so that you see what that is, so that maybe you can figure out a way to understand it, or maybe not even understand it, but know the signs and know how to help. Because that's what I'm trying to do, is I want to help people. And there's no better help than giving somebody the tools they need to help somebody else. If they can help somebody else, then they can start helping themselves. And that's how I'm helping myself. I'm helping other people through my music. And that's sort of my evolution, is I'm going from what's wrong with me, this is me, I'm now past that. I'm not what you think. I'm different. You might think of me as just some vulnerable kid making rap music. You might think of me as some random wannabe, but no, I'm the artist. I am not anyone else. You will not catch me in private life, in public life, at any restaurant, sporting event, anything being anything other than myself. And that is not what you put in the box. And that's sort of what I want to show people through my music. That's probably the whole point of waiting, is I'd want to say, I'm not that. Look, two flow swaps. In 1 minute of a song, there are two flow swaps. I can do what I want to do. If I'm able to do it, I'm going to do it. If I want to do it, I'll figure out a way to. Like, I am me, and I'm breaking through what was holding me down, what's been holding me back, and what's holding me in a box, and I'm broken through. That's my story.
Okay, sorry guys, I just totally spaced, but I heard what you said. God, you should make an autobiography. That is so much. I think the addiction was the highlight for me. That is really a serious issue. People don't ever think about that kind of thing until a person is gone. That's what I've come to realize. People don't actually realize that bad things can really happen until they do happen, or until someone actually dies that you actually care about. And when they do die, it's like suddenly you care now. It's like, what? What is that? So
yeah. Let me try to pull up the. There was a song that J. Cole did with Lil Durk, called "All My Life," I believe. There was a line that really, really spoke to me. I'm trying to pull it up. It really just, I heard it and I had to re-listen to J. Cole's part again. Because it really just meant something to me. Here we go. It says, "Never even heard of Lil Buddy, so somebody murdered Lil Buddy. Now I'm on my phone searching Lil Buddy's name. Gotta be playing his tunes all day in my room, thinking, man, to get their name buzzing, some brothers have to go lay in a tomb." Like, that just meant a lot, that people have to die for people to really understand what it is that they died for and why they died. Like, there are people I know that if they were not able to find help through their friends and people they trusted, they would be dead. And his lines there just really spoke to the fact that we gotta know what's going on before it happens. Like, killing each other isn't gonna help. Killing themselves isn't gonna help. Who's that helping? It's not helping anyone around you, and I know it's not gonna be helping yourself. So, I mean, we gotta help before it happens, because it's not something that we can fix in the future. Because if my best friend were to die, I'm not getting a second chance with
definitely
that.
Definitely.
That just meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I remember. That song was so hard to listen to after that bar. After, like, hearing... It was so good. I like it. It's, you know, it's a bop, but still it's hard to listen back. But...
yeah, I feel like there's something very special in the ability to listen to something even though it's hard to listen.
Very true.
I mean, when I was younger, I was very racist. I was very homophobic because I was just a little white kid in the middle of Kentucky, middle of nowhere. I didn't know any better. And then I did a class with my now best friend, who isn't white, and that class gave me those hard conversations about the values in humans and what is and isn't important. Those were hard conversations. I was, I think, 13 when I did that, so about 5 years ago. But those hard conversations that really make you think about it are what helps things change. Because, I mean, science shows that if you're explained evidence against your opinion, you're just going to believe your opinion harder. But if you question your opinion, that's where we can change.
Definitely. Definitely. I love how positive the album is too, and your music now. Like, I love that it helps, and that really does mean a lot when people hear that and it's positive. Like, that does mean a lot.
Yeah. I think that maybe positive is the wrong word, but maybe, like, hopeful of a solution, if that makes sense. Because, I mean, my mental issues haven't gotten better than when I made my first album. Some parts better, some parts worse. I mean, still the same sort of things that I have to do to make sure I keep taking care of myself. But there's definitely more hope in this album of a better future. I mean, I have considerably more people in my circle. Some people I met off RapPad, some people I already knew, I just grew closer with since my first album, that I really have just gotten closer to and just started building those connections that are much better for, like, keeping hope in your future. because there are people that aren't depressed but just have no hope. People that don't have anxiety or OCD or anything, but they just don't have hope. And they're just as at risk as somebody else who might have it and is struggling with other mental issues. So I definitely would say it's more hopeful than it's more positive. But I mean, yeah, you're right.
I do see what you mean. Positive, the word, people think positive just means being happy. What I was talking about positive was your meaning of being positive, like hopeful and all that. That's what I... Although there is
people who still think positive
means happy. That's literally so dumb. I mean, no offense if some of y'all still think that, but it is dumb if you still think that it means happy. Because it can mean a lot of things, you know. So.
Yeah.
Those are the other few comments I had about that. Other than that, though, that is a lot taken, but it was very well said. I'm gonna just put it like that. And that is a lot to take in for somebody who just came back today. So, curse you, just saying.
I'm gonna say I'm on 100 right now.
But I actually wanted to dive into because you mentioned that you wanted to do a live showcase. I wanted to see if you still are up for that or, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. This time I'm a lot more prepared to do that freestyle. I'm moving past that first freestyle I did. That was... Oh, boy. I really hope nobody goes back to that first episode and only listens to that freestyle.
That's probably why
I have 500. They will be sorely disappointed in what I have.
That's probably why.
And maybe, maybe not. Who knows? I'll go and find the 500 to track him down and interview him. I will admit, this is my guilty pleasure. I did, in fact, listen to our podcast episode 3 times. So, 3 times. Yes, it was played 500 whatever times, but 3 of those times were, in fact, just me. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to pull up a beat or something to freestyle with on my phone, even if you can't hear it. But I've been freestyling a lot since our last meetup. So let me check that this is blank version of this. I know you're freestyling to a song I haven't gotten around to working with, but
that's cool.
But I'm definitely gonna be working with it in the future. That's all right. And who knows, depending on how well I do this and how much I trip up, I might just, like, write down later whatever I say here and make that the song.
Why do you think I'm sitting here?
You ready for it? All right, let's go. Yeah. No pitfalls, never been my MO or habit. No withdrawals clean, but I'm so nasty with rapping. When I look at entire industries like I have to have it, and then I get it, it's no wonder that sometimes I start laughing. Without a reason, might be tripping over me as I walk around. To make the earth quake, earth break, earth my stomping ground. I never gave a minute to go stress about what's not allowed. Cause I'd rather make a movement and be hated than not make a sound. I'd rather hang with people who write like net though, than chill with 20 people who just flex about the net growth. Economy ain't anything that I can really care for. I care a lot for friends, but usually I care more. I never change my style up, I rarely change for anyone. I'd rather go homophobic like DeSantis than go letting up. My haters keep on telling me that I should learn my lesson, but I'm busy and try to make them think I seriously give a... What? I'm pretty trippy. I never know my next step. I don't know what I'll be saying when I write up my next text. I don't know where I'm going when I take the next left. I never really think about the future because I'm brain dead. I'm scatterbrained, can tell what's going on in my head. The pencil is the outlet, I just self-project with lead. The pencil is my outlet. I just self-project with lead. I often overthink about the lashes that I say because I'm brain dead. Think for 1 second, then forget the words that they said. Yeah, I'm brain dead. Mentally insane, plead my case of the arraignment. I'm pleading innocent, but I say whatever because I'm brain dead. Thinking for 1 second, then forget the words that they said. I'm the judge, jury, and the bailiff. No, I'm brain dead. Here we go. My demons try to keep me in cages, but I'm a virus and I spread around like I'm contagious. I make the money off the people like that movie Courageous. Or maybe fireproof, those firefighters have to inspire you. I'm not impressed by you, but after this you sure need a fire suit. Next time you might confuse me for a loser who's tired, who never made a single penny, telling me go retire, dude. But why would I listen to a leech and a liar too? I have to flex, if you're thinking for a single second, that my bars aren't straight bullets and they fire like a weapon. I'ma let your homies take you down, and I might think I might let them. I might give you some advice, but don't go leaking my suggestions. I write songs about my exes to explain how I'm feeling, but I'm gonna publish that as much because I don't want to send you reeling. I don't want the sympathy of those who don't know what I'm dealing with, man. It's funny to me how crap goes vertical when it hits the ceiling fan. Maybe I'm just too influential on my own turf movie, so this darn instrumental is an outlet I can work with just to clean up my mental because I'm restless. I don't ever get my cranium settled. I think something's talking over me. Was everybody talking over me? When everybody wants a doper beat, I give them this and dip. Y'all ain't ever close to me. Yeah. And then I change all my style up because I want to, not because you said anything. I'm just me. I'm not anybody else. I'm just here to care about my mental health. Till my flows stay different, I'll be myself. I hit my stride sidestepping. My mind is my weapon. You won't hear nothing here that you can hear in my session. I learned my lesson. I've earned each mention. You could speak with no words, and I still know who said it. I stole my soul from the soul ripper. I'm cold to gold diggers. They slide up though I'm broke, but they know that the flow's sicker. My bro's a slow digger. I go bottom to top quickest. My mind gets sharp, but my body becomes splinters. I'm like a letterman, working right now, so I'm better than anything you've ever seen. My padded pen should be locked away the way it's evidence of my incredulous impediment. Makes a fan think that I am heaven sent, but I'm not. I'm not the goat, because goats is. Apollo owns the showbiz. MSAV said it nasty. Kongzi's flows, we all know it. No need for the notice. My ship might sink, but I'm floating. This game is so inflated. With these dummies, I'm bloated. Flow change on the beat, call it flownays. How you clearing up the flow like I'm Cobain? Titan bar, the fire starts like it's propane. Yet I still know the flows like a known name. That's a mention. Did you even get it? Let's be honest. If you go on topic and you want it, let me show you who inspired me. We got Wit, Dax, Eminem, Tech N9ne, and Invent, King ISO, Sick World, Triple X, Juice World, Josh A, Jake Hill, NF, The Best, Ludacris, Connor Price, Craig G, and Tice. You know what that's like. When the lyrics drop in, we could go call Hopson. I would rather dip out of the party unless you're bumping songs by Marty. But not Tom McDonald, though I like the wordplay. I'd rather be with 50 Cent and maybe some Lecrae. Hey, any day, I'd rather be a lyricist who's going to conspiring with all of these terrorists. Lyrical bombardment. Go to the wrong department like it's Walmart. If you want to be a monarch, you got to stand out. No two butterflies are the same. Like I'm Kendrick Lamar. Everybody wants to shoot for the stars, but I know that they fall to my hand because stars come to me. Everybody know Twisted Things is my homie to me. But everybody knows where he is, what he breathes, what he does, what he sees. Everybody wants to be next to them or next to me. But they don't want to be by themselves or by the sink. Crying in the corner, listening to songs that you made. Pouring your heart out while you serenade yourself. That's what music's really for. I may not be the first through, but I'm the one who holds the door. I'm done.
Wow. That's actually really good.
So yeah, that's my freestyle. I've gotten a little better since last time. Thanks. I'm definitely going to be going back and rewriting all, and like writing that down. Especially the first part. What did I say? My demons try to keep me in cages. But I'm a virus, so I spread around. Like I'm contagious. Make the money off the movie. Off the people like the movie Courageous. Maybe fireproof, the firefighters have to inspire you. Yeah, that line, I love that line. That's a direct reference to a movie called Courageous that was a crowdfunded movie made strictly through crowdfunding and volunteer work. So I thought it in my head, I was just like, I make my money off the people because my royalties come from people listening to it. And they do too. So I make my money off the people like that movie Courageous. And then Fireproof is another crowdsourced movie. And I was like, I don't know. It just sort of...
Well, nonetheless, that was really impressive. Although, I thought you were going to do the unreleased song and, you know, do Oh God. Now, it's what you wrote, though. Like, in the calendar form.
Oh, you want me to do Oh God? Because I can do it.
I was like, Yeah, because it says, I'm going to do it live. I'm gonna do.
Oh, did I say that that's what I was gonna be performing?
It doesn't have a link yet.
Alrighty. Yeah, let me get that unreleased song for you. It was originally part of an open verse that Next Apollo did because he did an open verse challenge a while back. Let me pull it up. It's been a second. It's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. I really liked it. Where is it? Moments.
Yeah.
Alrighty. You ready for this? Why you at Target with your mom? Why you been claiming it's Louis Vuitton? Don't cop an attitude, you know I'm not wrong. Put the snare to the time, I'm remaining on top. And away for the job like I'm Zesri. I'm a dip out because over the sensory. Module, so mind you, you might not remember me. Y'all just need moments to regain your memories. Y'all trying to lecture me like I'm a child. I see you panic because that's how I ain't smiling. You try to pin me like OJ on trial. I turned out that collab, but still ain't out of done. Just like my style, too, you know the formula. Lazy on mic now, I just meant for more for you. Torching the street like a gas can, I'm fuming. You dwell on the path and I look for the new me. Woo! I know you're jealous of my style, now I do. I see all the work you may do when I do time to. Y'all make me sick to my stomach, all the swine flu. If you want to work more music, I don't mind too. I don't think you know what the next step that I might do. I don't care for your music, I don't mind you. If you're just coming quick, you should probably look behind you. Say whatever words, but I know I'm being lied to. So cry, fool. I've been in my own lane. You try to talk to me with you with Novocaine. You try to talk to me until you know the strain. If not taking drugs, using love is just a go of pain. Success is when you're writing words from your own brain. Success is when you're strong in your own lane. Success is when you're giving 10 times. It might take courage, what's real, each line never lie away. You would have thought I was Thompson's brother, because you should have seen I was coming. I see you all hopping my music, but why are my brothers be running? You speak of me now with my respect, but where's my honor back then? You love me, but in retrospect, you know we can never be friends. Dope. Yeah, that's Moments, the unreleased song. I haven't decided if I'm going to make a full version of it for myself.
Nice. That hits.
Yeah, that's Moments.
Oh, he's doing more. Yay.
Let me pull up the Oh God lyrics. Oh yeah, I got this. So this is my recent song, Oh God. I highly suggest you listen to it. I find it better than my first song. Sure. Okay, tell me what you think about my music. I don't care about it. You said that you love it, but last week all you ever did was doubt it. I don't need your effort or support. My circle's feeling crowded. Yeah, your music doesn't matter more because you played a lot. Guess I'm not the type of guy to flex because I did what they did. You said that I'd never get 10 views. Yeah, well, how's that common agent? I can see my stats. Those 10 times it was you who I played it. Now I'm quadruple digit views. Now it's time for some explaining. I was just 14 inside my room. I took the pen and pad and went and looked at all the songs I wrote up then and sad. I wrote a song that future me at just 16 to tell him that he has to make it big. In tune to commit, now I ain't stepping back. Look at the words that I write, they're written a whole different language. I don't write my songs in ink or the blood of the demons I vanquish. Without all my friends that I made it the way I not make it, but now I'm sending my messages to the whole gang saying, hey bro, we made it, huh? Ask for critiques on my music, not for the way that I write. I spit what's off the dome, and that alone I spit what's on my mind. I don't know who you are, cause you've not read my lyrics. Half the times that's out of bounds across me, you've not heard it. Where I've drawn the lines. If you want to talk, okay, it's cool, but you must listen. I'm pretty chilling to you, claim you win, but no, you didn't. Flex a battle that ain't happened, a beef that really isn't. Bro, you inside of a prison from the way you see this different. Step up and try to discredit me. Editing every word makes it everything. You do a battle of writing to anything. Way you describe me don't even resemble me. How you been stepping around is unsettling. How you see me on your pages are threatening me. How you make people go off at the glass of me isn't a problem or even a stress to me. Everybody wants to choose from songs that they created, but they give up on dreams at the time you show of any hatred. I just threw my urges to begin creating, giving goosebumps, no counts, no compensations. I'm done with self-defense unless you want to hop up on my page. I don't even read the comments of people who want to pick fun of my name. If I really care for the input of others, I promise I ask you to yourself. I've given the care to those blatant states, and I gotta take care of myself. Oh, God. There you go, fam. That's, oh God, my most recent song. Wow. Find it on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your music.
I like the song already, and I actually haven't listened to the song yet, but I will after this is over.
What?
Look how annoying he is, guys. Imagine him as my regular co-host. I would kill myself. Just, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
That's the point. You're supposed to talk. You're supposed to let the other person
talk. Yeah, I would be a bad co-host. I talk too much.
Because that's the point. I'm supposed to let you wander off. Because that's the problem with the Kelly Clarkson show. Kelly talks too much. She needs to shut up sometimes. Please don't. I don't want her coming out and being like, what'd you say?
I'm gonna go tag Kelly Clarkson in this video. Whoops. Dating somebody like Kelly Clarkson or Adele would be so freaking terrifying. Like, I would be terrified. Because here's the thing. We in a relationship. I mess up. I don't do something right. She releases, like, a triple platinum Billions Club song. Like, that would be, like, the most pressure I could ever imagine. Because, like, we'd be in an argument, like, no, you can't do that. Yes, I can do it. And then she would just go, And I'm like, no, I'm good. Don't release a song. I couldn't do that. Marry somebody not incredibly insanely famous.
Every time you break up with somebody, they make an album, like... I swear everybody does it. Like, Ava Max, I knew she did too. Because she had a breakup and she made this really insane dance album, which y'all need to listen to. It's really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, Adele made one of the greatest singing albums of all time because some dude was an idiot. You really think I'm going to voluntarily get into a place where I could literally cause
maybe
somebody
just,
to have
maybe
to make
just
one of the best
date them and
the
then break up with them just to have a hint?
No way. I am not doing that. Bro, you are a different type of evil. That is.
I don't, but you know what? There's an artist that hasn't been around for a
you
while.
You don't happen to have, you don't happen to have Adele's number, do you?
Maybe, hold on, what artists do I know that I could date and then break up with? I might not have her number, but let's see. Maybe I'll date Lizzo and then she'll make a breakup album. It'll be a hit.
I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of Lizzo. I mean, she has her own style. She can sing really well. I just sort of find her personality rather off-putting. Like, I'm sure she's a nice person and like talking to her, and I'm sure she's like very respectful and stuff. I don't know, something about
that's
it just
fair.
Puts me at ease.
I still
nothing
can't
against
watch
her. She's a very talented musician. Don't get me wrong.
Cringing,
but I don't
without,
know,
it's like,
not really my style.
Like, ugh, why? No, I'll do SZA. Nope, I'll do SZA. I'll date her, and she'll come back and make.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, SZA, that is a solid choice. Her Instagram story is one of the funniest celebrity stories I have ever seen. It is, her Instagram story is a gem. I don't even listen to her music. I mean, I don't listen to mainstream music at all. Like, I think I have listened to Drake a collective one time in my entire life. And that's because I wanted to figure out why people were so obsessed with Rich Flex. And so I listened to Drake for the first time. I have to be honest. Not impressed. I mean, I'm sure he appeals to whoever listens to him because he has a lot of followers, so he's doing something right. It's not that his music is bad. It's just not anything I would look for, like Kanye, Drake. Lil Wayne I've listened to quite a bit. I really respect his stuff. He's a good artist. But like, I just don't listen to a lot of mainstream stuff.
Ooh, you are
probably,
really
I don't know, I listen
you.
To a lot of Imagine Dragons. That's probably the most mainstream of any artist I listen to.
Imagine Dragons is pop.
I'm not a big pop guy.
I know.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I don't listen to them much. They're just a band that I listen to a bit. Back before I discovered rap music, they were like my number one. And then I figured out rap music exists. And I was like, this is going to be my personality
really
for the next
life. I kind of miss the old rap.
It's just a beautiful genre. Really
something else. I don't like Drake anymore because his music is... I don't like his music anymore. And I don't like female rap. Nicki, MC Light, and... Lauryn Hill was more soul. I like MC Light and Nicki now. Like, they're the only ones I listen to.
Yeah. Snow the Product, she did a song with Dax a while back that was really good. Coyle Ray and Snow the Product, both of them I don't listen to anymore or really listen to at all, but I have a lot of respect for them as artists. Coyle Ray's verse on Save the Day for the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack was a masterful bar.
It's cool. I don't know what it is.
I guess I just haven't found one of the genre I'm sort of looking for. That's an alright song. It just wasn't my theme of music. I mean, it was a good song objectively. It just wasn't really my theme. I mostly listen to Whit Lowry, NF. Dax, Hobson, Tech N9ne, King Iso. I've really recently been into King Iso. His flows are amazing. Eminem, I listened to on and off a few songs. His song Nat has 3 separate flows in the song, and that's just a really solid lyrical acrobatic song. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of punk rock recently, like a lot of Mod Sun, a lot of Zach Hood, that sort of thing. So I'm really just trying to like open up my styles to like find stuff to listen to help me find what sound I want to find. Because a lot of genres, except for country music, I'm sorry country music fans that are listening to this, but I just can't get into it. Chicken Fried and Wait in the Truck are like the 2 country songs I'll ever listen to. But besides that, almost any genre I run into really has some things that I like even classical music, like they're just style of using violin and piano and like large sounds to display a feeling really just pairs well with rap music, which uses precise wording. So it just pairs together well. Rock music, there's a lot of the themes that are similar in rap and rock.
Yeah, that is true. I've continuously told people I don't really mess with country.
So it really just depends. I mean, Post Malone had a country song that wasn't bad. It just wasn't my style. I didn't really like it, but that's...
I don't even remember.
I have the weirdest
song.
Taste in music. I like the music I like, and I don't like the music I don't like.
The last Post Malone song I listened to was his collab with Doja Cat.
I might share it in the Discord or something. I like that one. I like you. I do. That was a catchy song. I grooved to it. Yeah. Yeah. She's a solid artist. She's one of those artists. I have a few phases of how I like music. Like there's Love It would add it to my playlist. It's on my Spotify liked songs, but I mean I don't really ever find it. If it was on the radio, I wouldn't change the channel, but I would groove to it. And then if it was on the radio, I would skip it. Change channels. Turn off the radio. Doja Cat, a lot of her stuff falls into that. I don't listen to it a lot, but if it came onto the radio,
ironically,
I would skip
that's actually
it.
Very true.
That's where most of her stuff falls into.
Yeah, like, I don't listen to her song a lot, but, like, sometimes it'll magically show up in my mixes, or like I'll put something on. Yeah. Oh, it did magically show up. She's always just come up at weird times, radio, or my friends would share a song, or my siblings would.
I don't even know the last artist I looked up.
Oh yeah, Outkast.
That's right, the Kid Laroi.
No,
that's the last artist. And Outkast.
Is he the same artist that made Stay with Justin Bieber?
Has Outkast ever been on your show?
Nope, you can't. He's banned. You can't mention him. I hate him, and I hate that song.
The Kid Laroi? Yeah.
For real, like a message to y'all, like, if you guys play Stay, I hate you. I hate that song.
It's okay.
Fuck that, I hate that song.
Party.
It's so plastic, it makes...
Oh boy.
Right.
I've been listening to... Bad.
Keep going.
Yeah. I mean, I get why you don't like it. An artist that I have been looking up a lot recently, and not to leak too much, but we definitely will be working together very shortly, is the artist Outkast. Not the duo, not Outkast with a K, Outkast with a C. He lives about 2 hours away from me. I haven't met him in person. We've been talking a lot, though. We're going to be going to college together and probably doing some stuff, but I've been listening to a lot of his stuff. He is a really, really, really talented artist. His music writing is just next tier. I can't even compete with it. I've had a verse for a song that we were thinking of doing for probably a month that I've just been rewriting and rewriting and rewriting.
I can't wait to listen to his music, but wherever it is.
He's a really solid artist.
I remember also to put a C instead of a K.
He's on Spotify, as Outkast. Yeah, C, because if you go to Outkast, you'll get the duo, which I also have been listening to quite a bit of. Miss Jackson by Outkast with a K is a really solid song. I really enjoy it. This is turning from a thing about my music to a thing that is the type of music I listen to. Jimmy's arguably just as important.
I haven't done this in a while, so that's why I apologize before about the blame statements and just that I'm in summer mode, so I'm half asleep. I'm not half asleep. I just haven't done this in a while, so. But I am gonna do
same.
I don't edit.
Yeah. I mean, you could just like edit out the blank spaces.
Well, yeah, that's fun. And because
you don't edit, you just run the raw thing.
Because it's a pain in the ass to have to go through hours of audio and have to cut out stuff. Like,
it is fun. It is. I was working on editing a recording of a Minecraft playthrough because I do a lot of gaming, like Minecraft, Halo, Call of Duty.
I do not have the time, especially when I have my trip coming up. If y'all saw my story today, I'm so excited for. You should look at my story, the last thing.
I have not.
The other post about
boarding anything other than the chat.
I will be.
Ooh, you'll be in New York. One of my very, very, very good friends who I haven't been able to talk to for a while, twisted things. probably the dude that helped keep me in music. I know I referenced him a lot in my last episode. He really has.
Upstate New York.
Impacted me on stuff, and he's from the
y'all having to be there, you'll be able to see me in person. Yay. But anyway, back to you.
Ooh, nice.
Thank you.
Nice. I'm excited for you.
And I sure as hell deserve one. We all do.
I'm sure that'll be fun. Everybody needs a vacation at some point. I mean, without getting into my personal political opinions, I definitely believe that that is the point. I think the poverty line should be able to, every family should be able to afford like 1 week where they just are able to go out and have fun. I feel like once every single American is able to like just have a week vacation without stressing about it too much, I feel like that's when we've passed the poverty point for me. Like, I feel like that's like a good line, because I have nothing with people being more or less financially stable, because I mean that's just a part of life.
I wish that too.
Everybody gets to taste the goodness of life. I feel like
when America actually gets
that's where the poverty line is for me.
Sure.
But America will be America. Music will always be there to help. This has been a really good episode. I'm enjoying this one a lot more than our last
episode. Not that I didn't enjoy our last one. This interview was not
a really good podcast. I like this.
Literally text me. He literally, I don't even know what time you did. It was an hour.
Yeah. Let's see here. God. I'm gonna do something ballsy. I'm going to leak our conversation.
He's so dramatic. You're ignore witnessing his this dramatic. Live.
Let's see here. I said, do you wanna hop over to Discord and do a quick warm-up? Sure, that's fine. Okay. And people just love listening to you. IDKY, you get like 400 views. Like, what? I don't know. Let's go for 1,000 views this episode. Hee-hee. I imagine 1,000, anything is possible. It is. And that's where we are. So, I beg of the people listening to this. I grovel on my knees. Please, please reach this episode to over 1,000. Or else our poor dear Musical.ly will look foolish. I'm kidding. I will look foolish because I brought it up. Musical.ly will remain
the word Giga Chad cool person. I'm a nerd, so I...
People are going to hate me for saying Giga Chad cool person, but I'm going to say it anyway because you are.
Do not even try. And Giga Chad. To be honest, y'all, I got news for you. This is not Musical.ly, the weirdest interview that I've ever had.
Music him.
To be honest, the weirdest one is what y'all will get a chance to hear later on. Like, literally, it's a band called Casanova, and literally, we talk for, like, 90 minutes. We just have a whole... We're basically on a different planet in the episode, so that's the weirdest one so far. We're not that weird. No.
Y'all we're smoking like, the Zaw in episode, doing some Snoop Dogg stuff. One thing I would love to see with all of my heart, soul, and mind, not that I'm encouraging illicit drug use or anything if it's illegal in your area, but you and Strain of the Damned getting high as balls on interview would be one of the greatest, most hilarious spectacles I have ever seen, and every day I pray for it.
How many last things you'd like to say to the audience that's not completely useless?
Let's see here. Not really. Reach out for help. My inbox is open. If you, I don't even know if I'll know the people who might message me with this, but you just need somebody to talk to, vent out, or just process something with, DM me. I am on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat. I'm not giving my personal number because that's a big no-no. But, like, no one texts me besides, like, two people. My phone will be open. If you need somebody to talk to, your messages will be read. So, I mean, as much as I do support you going to someone you trust and can give you, like, personal one-on-one feedback, do not be afraid to reach out.
He's so lonely. And explain something. As a source.
Because that means a lot, both for you and for me. Don't be scared. Emotions are cool. Man, nothing's happening. It doesn't matter if people message it. I mean, I get a good amount. I mean, I'm not going to comment on my current relationship status just because that's not really important, but I'm vibing where I am. I don't really need much more, less.
Well, I'm trying to
relax. The only thing I need more of is more views. Go check out my Spotify.
Just get as far away from it as possible. I'm just kidding. And to keep this in the time frame, because I actually have stuff later. I hope you guys really enjoyed this. This again was a catch up. If you guys need a fuller episode where you guys want to learn more, there's the other one down below. Is the links provided, you know, all about the artists. Definitely lots of stuff coming, so y'all look out for that. And you know, don't smoke, only drink occasionally, and please, whatever you do, do not take his advice. See how ridiculous he is.
Well, that wasn't advice. That was a suggestion, objective, for a hilarious episode that I promised would get millions of views.
No one cares about your ideas or your relationship status. They want this to be over already.
You know, it's an idea. It's an idea.
And definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's been November. Well, November 6th was the release of this, of the last one, and then
and now, catching up. It's been a while. Yeah. Too long, probably. Or maybe not long enough. November 6th? Oh, dang. So that's like 7-ish months. Dang.
Nice. Well, enjoy your
night.
It's
a pleasure to you. I'm gonna log off and go home. Relax myself.
And to end this on a good night, good note, I can't talk. You guys can check us out everywhere.
See you around, fam.
Enjoy the rest of your night. And I love y'all. Be safe, be blessed, don't do this dumb stuff. And be safe. Bye. Peace out.
Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5-minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one, and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it, and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation.